Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, glad to be back. I told y'all I was going to be back to talk to y'all this week, and this should be a very interesting show today. Hopefully a couple of people that I asked to call in will be able to give me a call. If not, well, there's always a million ways to get in touch. So first, without further ado, let you guys know how to get in contact with me. You can always, always, always call me when the show is live. The number never changes. It's 718-664-9919. Please make sure you call, give me your 2 cents. Also, if you would like to, you know, still leave your opinions and your thoughts on the show today, and you don't necessarily, you're not necessarily close to your phone, you can always tweet, whatever they call it. You can always tweet me at Twitter. It is twitter.com/WWTF Radio. That's right. Look for me. Also, if you want to Facebook me, you can find me on Facebook. There is a Diva Blue fan page. Please make sure you become a fan so that you can stay up to date on all things WWTF Radio and Miss D Blue. please make sure you check out the blog at www.tf-world.info. Come on by, say hello, let me know what's popping. There was actually some interesting blog posts put up this week, one of which is about Natalie Nunn from the Bad Girls Club partying it up in Philly on Friday. That was a little weird. So, yeah, there's pictures there of her partying it up with my people. Shout out to Sharif. It was your birthday. We came to show you some love, had some fun. Okay, well, today's show is going to be a little longer than last week. Hopefully I can fill the show with all kinds of fun, delicious goodies. And so today's topic, you know, I'm sure I'll get off of it quite a few times, but today's general topic is dating over 30. Now, last week I let you guys know I am now officially part of the over 30 crowd. It's a little weird. It's a little weird because I'm also now single and over 30. And the last time I was single, I was 27 years old. Things seemed a little bit different then. People didn't quite, you know, they didn't meet up the way I guess they do now in certain ways. I think over the past few years, a lot more people have been turning to online dating and just finding alternative ways to meet people. Just because, you know, I would say Philadelphia, as big of a city as it is, it's still kind of like a big city with the small town mentality. And it's very easy to go out in Philly on any given day, any given night, and you're going to see the same people for the most part, especially if you run in a lot of the same circles. You know, if you're anywhere involved in the arts or anything like that in Philadelphia, our art scene is fairly rich, but it's kind of a small world. All artists kind of stick together, and me being one of those people, I tend to run in the same circles, go to a lot of the same places, so I see a lot of the same faces, and I'm like, if I didn't like you last week, I'm damn sure not going to like you this week. So, you know, for me, I'm kind of like I'm stepping into a whole new world, looking at new options. Once you get to the point where you're 30 and over, I believe that you kind of mature a little bit. You're not looking for the same things that you were looking for in your 20s. You're a little bit more settled. You are a lot more focused as to what you want. And I think you know more in your 30s what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept, and there's a lot less budging on that. Where I think a lot of people tend to, you know, before they're 30, they're willing to, you know, kind of compromise a little. Oh, I've got time. But once that 30th birthday hits, it's like the clock starts ticking. Okay, my mama wants grandkids. My daddy wants, you know, a good husband for me. Or my mama wants me to find a good wife so she can stop cooking for me every night. Whatever the case may be, it gets kind of tough. So in doing some research for the show, actually last night on one of my favorite channels, Current TV, they had a special. Actually, it was like early this morning while I was up doing research. And the show was called Chasing Love. It came on about 5 o'clock this morning. And what I love about Current TV, they have users, it's user-submitted content. So all the stories that they show are, you know, things that other people have recorded, documentaries, small, you know, short documentaries. And so it was a series of short documentaries on dating over 30 and finding love. So I found it really interesting. And they were talking about the different ways that there are to meet people. And they brought up that there is an Apple store. I believe they said this is in California. Where, you know, it's not necessarily the hookup spot, quote unquote, but it is the place where, you know, people, like-minded people can go, and they're usually in a similar situation. They were saying how people, because computers are such a big part of our lives, I know I couldn't live without mine, people tend to be a little bit more vulnerable when, you know, they have to go and get their computers fixed, their defenses are down a little bit, and so it makes for an easier segue into that initial conversation, that how are you conversation comes a little easier when you can say, wow, you know, what happened to your Apple, what happened to your iPod, what happened to your iMac, you know, and you can kind of, you know, sympathize with each other a little bit, I guess. So they were saying most people don't go expecting to meet someone, but it makes it a little bit easier. And I found that interesting. And I guess that kind of goes to if you are the type of person who is out and about all the time, you will be more inclined to meet new people because you are out there, you're putting yourself out there, and you're putting yourself in places where you're doing things you like anyway, which leads me to my next point. A while back when we did a dating show for WWTF Radio, that was one of the main points that we addressed is you don't have to worry about going to bars and whatnot to meeting people because at this point in this day and age, most people that go to the bar, they're out just to hang out with their friends or out to, you know, have a good time, to party. They're not really looking for something long-term or anything like that. They're, you know, out for tonight. What do you want to do tonight? What do you want to do over the next 2 months? But it's not a long-term thing for the most part. Not saying that there aren't people out there in the bars to meet people long-term, but meh. But that's one of those things that I say. There was also a segment in which a guy was saying that he started going to yoga to meet women, and that it helped. It's kind of like you see the same person once a week or twice a week, you know, every time you see them, you kind of have something in common. You can kind of gauge the situation. You get to know them a little bit more gradually, that kind of thing. So I found that interesting. But I have to say that one of the things that got me the most was they had actually two shorts that got me pretty good. One, they were talking about an online dating site, and the site is called OKCupid, OKCupid.com, and they were saying that it's actually kind of like a Match.com, but it's free, and you know, that a lot of people have been finding love over this site or finding new people to date and get to know. So I decided, I'm up. I have nothing better to do. So I made a profile and, you know, wanted to see what the site was about. And it's actually not a bad site. You know, it's kind of snazzy looking, kind of cute. But one of the best things I liked about it is when you get online, you answer questions about yourself. Well, you don't have to, but it makes it easier for them to be able to make a match for you. And the questions range from all kinds of stuff. Actually, I'm on it right now. Let's find a couple of the questions that they ask. But they ask really interesting things that, you know, depending on what the importance that you rank that question, your answer, what your you know, ideal person would answer. They put all of that together and kind of, you know, make a nice little soup of it. And they come up with stuff. Now, here's a question that just came up. Imagine that your significant other has a fantasy that cannot be fulfilled with you for anatomical reasons. Wow, that's a weird question. Would you encourage them to go elsewhere to fulfill it if it involves sex with another person? So that's just one question, but, you know, it's a yes or no question, so you answer it, and then you put in what your ideal match would answer, and then you decide whether the question is, you know, it ranges from being an irrelevant question to you, it doesn't really matter to you, to being a mandatory question where, you know, if you really want to know what's up, you know, you definitely have to answer this question. And when you put it enough, they actually ask that when you first get started, you answer about 25 questions just to get acclimated and get, yourself, get a profile built a little bit, and you answer the questions, and then depending on how the other people on the site answered those questions, whether they were close to a match for you or not, it goes that way. At this point, it says that there are 3,956 different questions that you can ask. But also, if you are a member of the site, say there's a question that you didn't see asked, or, you know, that you just find interesting and you'd like to know about, you can always ask a question and put it out there, answer it, and again, go the same route, decide what your ideal person would answer, and like that. And that it is pretty similar to like a Match.com or a what's the other one? eHarmony, where they have the profile factors and your love factors and whatever, and they match you based on that. Also, the building of your profile is kind of cool because the questions that they ask you and they want you to answer, they say, you know, you can come on and do whatever you want. You can be as silly as you want and not take it seriously. Or if you want to, you know, really take it serious and find the person that may be the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, you're more than welcome to do that as well. So, yeah, go to OkCupid.com, check it out, and see if it's something that you might be into. I mean, at this point, people are finding love on Facebook. They're finding love, you know, all over the Internet. And, I mean, I guess it kind of started with the MySpace thing, how everybody jumped on MySpace and was like, oh, you know, this thing, this is what, you know, this is where I go and talk to people. I personally never found it in any way remotely cool to, like, meet people from MySpace. I don't know. The MySpace people just always seemed kind of just not like people I wanted to meet. But, you know, hey. But, yeah, so, like I said, that's one site. They were also talking about another site, and I had bookmarked it, and now I can't find it. But they were. It's a site where basically there's a woman who owns the site, and she built the site to help you optimize making an online profile for dating. So basically she, you know, you go to the site, there are all kinds of tips about, you know, what you would want to do to make your site a little bit more appealing to people, how you should take your picture, the right lighting, the right angles, the right everything, what you should say on your profile to make people, you know, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more intrigued, I guess, about what it is that you're looking for, and that kind of thing. So I found that to be really interesting. Ugh, I wish I could remember what the site was. I'm going to try and keep, you know, looking for it. But, yeah, those were two things that I found really interesting as far as, you know, dating over 30 and the ways that we find the people that we date. But so how about once you get to that point where you've met somebody that you actually like and you might want to take it a little bit further, it's like, what do you do then? What's the very next step? And I've actually been hearing a lot about how social networking has changed how we communicate once we actually like somebody. I've been hearing a lot, like, on shows that I've been watching lately, again, just kind of getting an idea of what's out there. As a matter of fact, Patty Stanger, who is the Millionaire Matchmaker, she was on, I believe it was Wendy Williams. How you doing, Wendy? I believe it was Wendy that she was talking to, and she was saying that it, or if it wasn't Wendy, it was on Watch What Happens Live, something like that, whatever. She was talking about how it's not okay, you know, certain things are still not okay, like if you go out on a date with somebody and you really like him or he really likes you, is it okay for you to send a text message rather than to actually call the person and make some kind of contact with them? Me personally, I feel like it's better to call just so that you get a more personal feel. because text messages can always, always, always be misconstrued. I've had it happen to me where the tone of voice in the text that you hear in your head is not necessarily what the person meant, but it all gets, you know, jumbled in the wash, and the next thing you know, you're pissed at her, she's pissed at you, it's a big, you know, it's a big free-for-all mess. So, you know, it happens. But on some real, I would rather you call. I would rather, you know, if it was me and I'm in that situation, either you call me or I call you so that we actually can let each other know personally, like, yeah, we had a good time. Now, from that point on, if you want to text me the next morning, good morning, or whatever the case may be, that's fine. But just after a date where there is actual human contact, where you look each other in the eye, it's just more personal to me. But to each their own, and I guess everyone has their own personal idea and rule of what they find acceptable and what they don't. But, you know, I just find it interesting with, you know, Facebook and all these things. Here's something interesting. I was looking at a commercial for, what is it, one of those sites where you do background checks on people. And on the commercial, they were taught, the lady said, like, pretty much she does a background check on all the guys she dates. That's a little creepy. If I have to do a background check on you before I date you, then you're probably, that's my mind and body's way of telling me you're not somebody I should be involved with. But, you know, hey, it happens. So, you know, I don't know if I would be willing to go there, but I think that that's another thing that people are starting to do more often now because people are meeting online more often. Now they're more leery of who they're meeting, and so because of that, they're, you know, finding different ways of making sure that person is not lying to them, I suppose. But, you know, that, hey, again, to each his own. If I have to go that far, though, that's ridiculous. Just plain ridiculous. Okay. So that's just like some of the things that I was seeing and looking for information for today. Again, if you want to let me know some information, you want to share your two cents, you can always, always, always tweet me. Tweet me. WWTF Radio is my name on Twitter. Find me, tweet me. I love it. Just let me know your thoughts and feelings on the situation. Now, today's show is a 45-minute episode. I didn't actually decide to go too far over today. So, again, like I said, hoping, fingers crossed, that the couple of people that I asked to call in will call in. Shout-outs to all my friends. Jack, Miss Me Two Times, Molly Hollywood. I hope to hear from you guys. Oh, yeah, Timmy said he might call today. That would be awesome, would it not? So, in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to take a break from the topic for a quick second because I'm going to talk about this Natalie Nunn chick. Seriously, I have to. I wasn't sure I was going to go here, but I'm going here. Fucks up with her. Fucks up with that weave that she still has, people. It's the same damn weave. It's the rattiest thing on the planet. It looks like the Jersey Devil went nuts on top of her fucking head, okay? And on top of which, she's just not that nice looking of a girl. She's very weird looking, bad skin. Really weird looking, and you know, like you see her on the show, and you're kind of like, yeah, she's obnoxious. I'd punch her in the face if I was hanging out with her. She is that way in person too. And I honestly, to be perfectly honest with you guys, I did not go up to her. Shout outs to Molly who wanted to rip the weave out. No, Molly. We don't want to do that. We don't want to get locked up over Natalie Nunn, but. She was on the mic, and she was just terrible. Like, she wasn't saying anything cool. I heard the word Philly. If I'd heard the word Philly one more time, I think I'd have lost my mind. and then this guy she was hanging with, he looked to be about 4, but he was a cutie. He was really young looking. Said his name was Young Hollywood. I have no idea who you are, light skinned guy. He says he's from Maryland or something. I forget what he said his real name was. Now, I asked him, was he, you know, he said he was with her. He was with the entourage. And I asked him, you know, like, well, are you with her, or are you just hanging out with her? And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't talk about Natalie, or something he said real, like, skittish. And I'm like, dude, who cares? I didn't ask you, you know, does she have a child out of wedlock, and how many blowjobs does she give a day? I just said, you know, are you hanging with her as a friend or something else? So, whatever. But I do recall, as we were leaving the club, the bouncers and a couple of the people that were working there were saying how she didn't buy any bottles. She didn't even really buy any drinks. And I mean, okay, I guess if you're doing a guest appearance, you shouldn't really have to do too much buying of drinks, but meh. For somebody who runs L.A., like, that's your big claim to fame. I run L.A. Well, you can't buy a bottle or, you know, buy a round of drinks or something. I don't know. Either way, it was odd. And, I mean, she was in a bar in the hood, y'all. Like, the hood. Not some place that was an upscale, like, center city place. She was in the hood. In the hood for real. So I was like, whoa. Oh, hey. There's a caller on the line.
What's up?
Hey, who am I talking to?
You're talking to Tanisha.
Hi, Tanisha.
Hi.
So now, Tanisha, where are you calling from?
You said a little bit of me.
Hello? Tanisha? Oh, we lost our caller. So sorry, caller. Call again, please. Would love your opinion. And when you call, folks, just make sure that you turn your speakers down when you call so I can hear you and we don't get the crazy echo. But, yeah, so, again, like, the chick's crazy. She's a little weird. She's a little touched. I don't get it. And I don't know whose bright idea it was to invite her to Philly, but we don't like fake people over here. So anyway, if you're listening, Natalie, it'd be funny if you called. I'd love to hear you call. Talk about Alamadak. God, if I hear that name one more time, I'm going to choke myself. But, yes, I found that interesting. And also, shout-out to Monique. That's me giving you a round of applause. You're amazing, okay? And don't let anybody tell you any different. You did a fabulous job in Precious. Fabulous. You were amazing. Amazing, amazing. The acting skills were off the chain. And I am floored. I'm happy that you won. There were a lot of people that I saw on Twitter, and I posted a blog about this as well at Divas World, which is www.tf-world.info. There were people hating, saying that she wasn't humble and or she was too hood or, you know, just different things. And I'm like, well, see, the thing about Mo, she's never been different. She pulls no punches from her comedy show, her stand-up comedy show to her talk show to interviews that she does, because her Barbara Walters interview was hilarious to me when she got to the point about her hairy legs. The rest of it was, you know, it was pretty deep, but when she was talking about her hairy legs, I was in tears. But she's a real person, and she has not changed who she has been since she entered the game. And the way that entertainment has been working over the past few years, everything is reality TV, which isn't real. And people have gotten so used to scripted reality that they're not used to somebody who doesn't care about shaving their legs like everybody else. Hey, I got girlfriends that don't shave their legs. And they're hot chicks, but they just don't shave their legs. And you know what? Guys still talk to them and don't really care. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of things going back to, I guess, dating. There's a lot of things that we put on ourselves as things that we think that other people want from us. Shaved legs and, you know, long flowy weaves and all kinds of stuff that we look at and we think, like, oh, yeah, it's perfect for me. I should do this and I should do that. And then you realize the person doesn't even care. Like, the joke was perfect when Cat Williams said it. Like, okay, like, never in the history of niggerdom has a man looked at a girl and saw that her nail polish was red and her toenail polish was plum and said, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do this. Girl, please. Now, you know, so that's something to think about. Like, not to say don't take pride in your appearance, but do what you do for you. Don't do it just for other people. Sure, you want to be attractive and you want to put your best foot forward, but it's best when that best foot that you're putting forward is really who you are and not what you think others want you to be. So important. Yeah, how about that? Getting back to the topic. There's some stories that I was hoping that people would call in and share today to talk about, like, stories, just some of the things that people have been saying to them lately as far as pickup lines, and not only pickup lines, just the way a lot of people are acting now. I'm finding that, guys, the roles are being reversed. I'm finding that a lot more men are acting more like women in the relationships. They're the ones being more emotional. The women are the ones that are kind of like more nonchalant. The women are the ones that are like, yeah, whatever, dude. I got things to do. And, you know, I find that kind of interesting. I wonder how, you know, guys are taking that, or if they're even, you know, seeing that. I personally see that on a regular basis. And even lately, some of the things that guys have said to me, just, like, really off. Just plain old off. Weird. You know, oh, here's another question from OKCupid. If you were to discover that a person you know is a gay activist, would this change your opinion of them? Now, see, that's one of those questions that, and it was a user-submitted question. That's one of those questions that I guess a lot of people wouldn't think would be relevant to finding the person that you want to holler at. But truth of the matter is, it kind of is. If you're a person who is, you know, very pro-gay rights like I am, I don't have a problem with gay people getting married, telling people that they're gay in the military, all of it. Let's go team. Let's let them have their rights. I don't care. But I'm not into guys who are gay bashers or who are so upset about other people's lives that they get really, you know, frustrated about it. Don't give those gay people a right to marry. Like, and I think that that's probably one of the reasons why that person posted that question. They probably wanted to gauge, you know, okay, if anybody's answering these questions, I want them to answer, you know, positively. You would want to, you know, okay, well, this person isn't like that. All kinds of questions. They have questions about people who cook and, you know, like, you know, what's your favorite food? You know, those kinds of questions. Or here's another. Can anything be made the subject of a joke? And it's like, yes, anything can be funny in the right light. No, some subjects should just not be joked about. And then, you know, you answer it, and again, you pick the your matches question, and voila. Now, another site that I used to go to and I found hilarious, I wonder if people actually meet anybody on this site. I actually did go out on a date with a guy from this site. He seemed cool on the date, but, yeah, he was odd. Speaking of odd questions that you don't ask somebody that you just started dating, never ask somebody that you just started dating, will they have sex with your Asian friend? Just don't do it. Don't ask them that. It's not a good look, especially if you yourself have never had sex with this person. Please, do not ask somebody that question. Don't ask them, you know, I could go on, but I won't. But that was the oddest question that I have ever been asked by someone I was dating. And it's like I said, it was crazy. We had an amazing date. I was really giddy. I was happy about it. Awesome, fun date. And then the next day, you ask me, will I have sex with your friend? No, I'm okay. I'm actually good on that. Thanks for the free food. I'll holler at you later. But, you know, these are the kinds of things that I'm wondering, like, is everybody else experiencing? And this guy was an older guy. He was older than I am. He, how old was he? I believe he was like 36 or 38. And, you know, intelligent guy, good conversation. We had, you know, our very first conversation. We talked all night. It was great. Just a weirdo. But the site that I'm referring to is Tagged, T-A-G-G-E-D, tagged.com. And they have, like, the closest thing that they would have to finding a match on Tagged is they have a little game called Meet Me, where they show you a person's profile picture and you click on yes or no whether you would want to meet that person based solely on their picture. And that's the thing that kind of gets to me, like, yeah, I could look at your picture, but A, it may not be you. B, I'm so tired of men posting pictures on their pages where they're naked. It's just as bad as when girls do it. It's actually a little gayer. Stop putting your penis on your page. I don't want to see it. If I want to see it, we'll talk on the third date. But seriously though, folks, like, it's a mess. Like, I just wonder, and everybody on there, everything on there is like, every guy who's ever sent me a friend request, I have like 500 friends on there. Originally I had made the page to promote the show and just started adding people at random because I really wasn't there to meet anyone, and, you know, at the time I was still in a relationship, so it was really like, yeah, this is just solely what I'm here for. And got up to like maybe 500 friends, guy friends. Out of like 500 guy friends, like 300 of them in their profile picture, damn near naked. It's ridiculous. It's just as bad as chicks. Like, stop showing me your ass and tits. Let me see your face. Let me see your smile. Let me see your eyes. If I want to see your body, then, you know, okay, let's actually hold a conversation first. Women are turned on mentally first. Men, visually first. It's a proven fact, people. But, yeah, so I'm fascinated at all the different sites out there and all the different ways that they have for you to meet people and whatnot. So check all these things out. Have yourself a good time. There's 6 minutes left in the live show. 6 minutes. 6 minutes. And Jack-O-Lantern, you suck. You said you were going to call in. That's okay. I may actually do a part two to this show because there's quite a few points that I wanted to touch on, and I was waiting to touch on them with the guests. But, again, you know, I may just continue this discussion tomorrow. So be on the lookout. Check your Twitter. Check your Facebook. Check your MySpace. Check your all of it. And I think that's what I'm going to do, folks. I think tomorrow I'm going to extend this show. Oh, you know what? I lie. I'm not going to extend it tomorrow. I'm going to Walnut Room tomorrow. Shout outs to Walnut Room. Shout outs to Brendan Brigham, MC Elixir. You guys do the thing every Wednesday. And that's where I'm going to be. I feel like hanging out. So maybe, all right, we'll do it. We'll do this. Thursday afternoon at 5:30 p.m., we're going to pick this topic back up. And I want to be slightly more prepared because I'm pissed I can't remember the name of this other site that I want to talk about and that I can't find the bookmark for it because it's actually a really interesting site. And also, you know, I'd really love to get the fans' opinions. So in the meantime, make sure you stop by the blog, leave your comments, leave your messages. I'm actually wondering, that's my new thing, I'm wondering if it's time to switch up the look of the blog. It looks a little high school, which was originally my, you know, my idea. It's Diva's World, and, you know, I was going for this, you know, cute little high school diva-esque kind of thing. And now I'm like, okay, you know, I love the layout, I love the design. It's really creative. But now I'm wondering if Diva's World should grow up a little bit. Plus, the way it's designed, it makes it really hard for me to make the site mobile. And I would really like to get the mobile site up and running at some point soon. I had it for like a split second, and then I couldn't get it to work anymore. So I love you, WordPress. You'll be in my dreams for the next few weeks as I decide what I'm going to do with the blog. But, you know, leave your comments. I actually think I'm going to post a reader poll today, later sometime, to find out what you guys think of the site. But on top of that, make sure that you check out the radio show archives, blogtalkradio.com/WWTF. W what the fuck. And shout out to the Imitators. I found you on Facebook. You know who you are. I think they're in California. But apparently they're WTF Radio. They're not WW. So thank goodness I decided to make my own call letters, huh? Lovely. One other thing I wanted to say, I wanted to touch on. Allen Iverson, poor guy. You guys know, I'm head over heels. I adore him, okay? For all the people that say he's mean and he's rude, he's never been that way to me, not once. I've met him several times, and every time I met him, he was always really, really sweet, really, really nice. The very last time I saw him was the night before, the day he got traded, or the day after he got traded when they, shout out to T-Bone, she threw a party for him. And he was at the party and got a chance to speak with him there at the party and discuss with him whether he would ever come back to Philly. Of course, he said he wouldn't then. And, you know, look where we are a couple years later. But this new thing with his wife filing for divorce and his daughter being sick, you know, my heart goes out to him. And, you know, leave him alone, folks. Like, leave him alone, seriously. We didn't catch him cheating like Tiger, and the truth of the matter is, I really wouldn't care if we did. We all know what's up, and it's unfortunate that everybody's out to make him out to be this terrible bad guy. We don't know what he did, but we don't know what her thought process is either. So, you know, shout out to Allen. I hope everything goes well. Would love to interview you on the show one day. That'd be awesome. So yeah. There's that. And, again, just make sure you hit me up on the fan page. There's 1 minute left in the show. Wow. It goes so fast. It really does. I thought 45 minutes would be, like, forever, but it wasn't. So maybe Thursday we go for it at 5:30 and we make it an hour show, 5:30 to 6:30. Come check me out on Thursday. That would be March 11th. At 5:30 Eastern Time, have your questions and comments ready. I can't wait to talk to you guys. Thanks for tuning in again this week, and yay, it's been another eventful week, and I hope to talk to you guys soon. Love you, love you, love you. I was a little frazzled today, I know. I was a little off. Wasn't as on point as I'd like to have been, but hey, these things happen when you have no co-host. shout outs to Miss Me Too. Hope that you're back with us soon on the show. Love everybody. Talk to you soon. Deuces. Yeah, I'm in the after party at this point. And again, like I said, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sticking in there with me. Thanks for hanging in. And make sure you tune in Thursday. It'll be great. I love you guys. I absolutely adore you. And it's Diva Blue, y'all. WWTF Radio. Philly, stand up. Jersey, stand up. New York, stand up. Get down. Stand up and get down. Deuces all.